I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. Wisconsin is looking forward to some dry days ahead after all the rain we've been getting, but it's not the same story in other parts of the country. Market advisor John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing in West Bend says Hurricane Beryl could be problematic for Texas agriculture.
We're getting to that stage in the cotton crop too, where it doesn't really like a whole lot of moisture in at this time frame. It wants to stay a little bit on the drier side. So that'll be probably the biggest focus there. The corn crop in Texas is already getting close to pollination or getting close to harvest window here fairly soon. So we'll have to see if that comes into it at all. You know, the biggest thing, and that was one of the biggest reasons the market took the dive it did yesterday, is the fact that they're forecasting that moisture. And looking at the radar this morning, southern Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, if you look at the drought monitor map, has popped up with a little bit of yellow here, and they've been looking for some rain. The storm's path is headed right through that key area.
Market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. As we heard, Hurricane Beryl is also bringing needed moisture to the I states. That forecast pushed markets down to start the week. But today on the midday trade, only soybeans are slipping lower. Cash beans down 19.5 cents at 11.29.5. November new crop soybeans down 19 cents at 10.80.5. Cash corn is up 3.25 cents at 3.96.5. December new crop corn up 3 cents at 4.10.75. And September wheat is trading up 1.5 cents at 5.76 a bushel. The Class 3 milk contracts are seeing a lift. The August contract is up 13 cents at $20.56 a hundredweight. The September contract is trading up 11 cents at $20.84 a hundredweight. Don't forget that your farm and agribusiness news doesn't stop here. Visit MidwestFarmReport.com to sign up for our morning e-newsletter. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.